It's 11:04 Central, 12:04 Eastern Time. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis with this update of state and regional news. An early morning house fire in Muhlenberg County is feared to have claimed the lives of 9 family members. The fire broke out around 2 a.m. in the community of Depoy, just outside of Greenville. WKU Public Radio's Lisa Autry is covering the story in Muhlenberg County this morning. She says first responders got to the house shortly after the blaze was initially reported.
They were able to be on the scene within just a matter of minutes. But when they got there, the house was fully engulfed. It's a small frame, white house. Doesn't look like a very big house for a family of 11 people. We know that there was a mother and father and 9 children. We know that the father was able to get out of the house and one of the female children. They have recovered 6 bodies, and so they are now looking for 3 victims, 3 bodies still inside the house.
That's WKU Public Radio's Lisa Autry in Muhlenberg County.
It's truly a heartbreaking scene. Children's bicycles are sprawled over the ground outside the charred home on Moats Lane. The call went to dispatch around 2 o'clock this morning. First responders, a few of them, lived in the area and were there within minutes, but it was too late. The home was already engulfed in flames. State Police spokesman Stu Recky confirms the father and 1 daughter made it out alive.
At the present time, we have located 6 deceased inside the residence. So we still have 3 victims that we are looking for.
I'm at a convenience store in Greenville, about 5 miles from the site of the fire. A lot of the community members here have been coming in with long faces, consoling each other, really in disbelief. Robin Grove's brother lived next door to the family.
Me personally, just tears me up. I mean, I don't know how that family's going to deal with this, something like this, you know, losing 8 kids, you know, and the mother of them kids. It's just unbelievable.
Schools are letting parents pick up their kids early today. Of course, a lot of students went to school with the victims, and a local bank has already set up a fund for funeral expenses. In Greenville, I'm Lisa Autry for WKU Public Radio. At 2 a.m. in a region of mostly trailers and farmland, the unimaginable happened. A neighbor of Chad and Lorraine Watson called 911 to report their home was on fire with the couple and their 9 children still inside.
A couple of the first responders live very close, just down the road. They were able to get here in just a matter of minutes. When they arrived, the house was fully engulfed.
Trooper Stu Recky was on the scene as a spokesman for Kentucky State Police.
The father and one of the female children were able to get out.
36-year-old Chad Watson and his 11-year-old daughter Kylie were taken to Vanderbilt Hospital in Nashville. As of Thursday afternoon, they were listed in critical but stable condition. The mother, 35-year-old Lorraine Watson, and 8 of her children did not make it out of the single-family house. The children were 15-year-old Madison, 14-year-old Caitlin, 13-year-old Morgan, 9-year-old Emily, 8-year-old Samuel, 6-year-old Reagan, and 4-year-old twins Mark and Nathaniel.
8 of the victims were located together in a room close to the front of the house. The other victim, the 9th victim, was located approximately 10 to 15 feet away from them.
Neighbor Clarence Humphrey is still in shock. He got up to use the restroom in the middle of the night and heard sirens.
I looked out my window, and by the time they were getting here, and there was nothing they could do because it was flames shooting way up in the air.
Humphrey has lived in Muhlenberg County for 43 years, and by far it's the worst tragedy he's seen.
Well, I worked in a coal mine 20 years and never saw much more than a cut finger. And then something like this in my own backyard happened. It's hard to take, hard to understand.
The Watsons lived in a small, deteriorating home, hardly large enough for a family of 11. Humphrey says the father was a part-time preacher.
I just knew there's good people, never bothered anybody. He raised his kids right, took them to church every Sunday.
Humphrey's home is about 100 feet from the Watson home, and he used to watch the children outside.
Yeah, I'd see them out playing. Sometimes they'd be down in the backyard there where the swings and things are. 3 of them always rode their bicycle out front here and up down the road. And when my wife and I would walk around the block every so often during the summer, and I'd pick at them, play with them.
Investigators have ruled the fire accidental. Again, State Police spokesman Stu Recky.
An electric baseboard heater in one of the front bedrooms ignited some nearby combustible materials, and that's what started the fire.
It's not known if the house had smoke detectors. The Watson home was in the rural Deploy community of Muhlenberg County. Word of the fire spread quickly through the county seat of Greenville, a town of about 4,000. Robin Groves, a customer at a local convenience store, said it will take time, but the community will heal.
Me, personally, it just tears me up. I mean, I don't know how that family's going to deal with this, something like this, you know, losing 8 kids, you know, and the mother of them kids. It's just unbelievable.
Grief counselors are at the local schools, and Old National Bank in Muhlenberg County has set up a fund to help pay funeral expenses. I'm Lisa Autry for WKU Public Radio. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry. Several hundred mourners filed into Muhlenberg County High School Saturday to remember a mother and her 8 children who died in a house fire. Among them was Charlotte Groves, who had a firsthand account of the tragedy.
I live next door to him. I'm the one that called 911.
Groves was awakened in the middle of the night on January 30th to screams coming from her neighbor's home engulfed in flames. Chad Watson and his 11-year-old daughter Kylie escaped the burning home, but his wife, Lorraine, and his other 8 children did not.
He kept it together for his daughter. He kept saying, you know, God is a good God. They're in a better place. He tried to go back in there 2 or 3 more times, but he told us the fire was so hot, every time he tried, he got burnt.
Was great, that hold my heart to thee.
Inside Muhlenberg County High School, 9 closed white caskets were lined up on the stage of a packed auditorium. Propped up on easels behind the caskets were large pictures of each family member. 36-year-old Lorraine Watson and her children, 15-year-old Madison, 14-year-old Caitlin, 13-year-old Morgan, 9-year-old Emily, 8-year-old Samuel, 6-year-old Reagan, and 4-year-old twins Mark and Nathaniel.
In the 27 years I've been in the ministry, I have never had anything that has devastated me and touched me any more than this.
Pastor Tim Burden of Calvary Baptist Church in Central City told the story of how Chad and Lorraine, who many called Nikki, grew up in the church.
Just this Wednesday night, the night before the tragedy, Nikki came to the church, and as my wife and her were the last two to leave, my wife was turning off the lights, and she said to Nikki, Nikki, just walk here beside me because it's going to get dark and I don't want you to fall. She said, oh, I've been up here before. We used to play underground church. This is where Chad and I used to come and kiss.
Stories were shared that brought moments of laughter, but the overwhelming emotion was sadness, even anger.
Today, our family mourns the loss of 9 precious members. And it makes me so angry and so mad, because I can think of 200 people that the Lord ought to take. It makes me angry. And it hurts, but I'm not angry at God.
Despite his unwavering faith, Chad Watson's first cousin, Adam Brown, was still grappling with the question of why. Lorraine Watson was remembered as a devoted wife and mother.
She worked hard, and she never stopped working hard. She was always trying to make something for the kids, anything that she could scramble together, would make clothes for them when they didn't have enough money to buy them. Nikki Watson was all about the kids. She would have died for them, and she did.
The Watson children were remembered for their red hair and smiles. They were smart, with promising futures, and their parents' pride and joy. Next-door neighbor Charlotte Groves shared some of her memories.
Little Samuel used to come over to the edge of my yard and sit and make my little 18-month-old son, he would make faces at him so he would laugh. Those little angels did not deserve this.
Memories of a loving family fill the hearts of many as a community tries to make sense of what happened.
To me, every time I walk out my front door, you know, you expect the kids to be out there playing, but they're not.
I'm Lisa Autry for WKU Public Radio.